Biafra Refresher Course, Workshop of the Air. This series of programs is presented by members of the student body of the AFRA Refresher Course. This course is sponsored by the Los Angeles Local, American Federation of Radio Artists, and is available only to veterans who have had a minimum of 2 years of commercial radio or the equivalent while serving in the armed forces. Today's play is Night Flight by Arch Obler, directed by Bob McGinnis, with Bob Hamilton at the organ. The scene, a flat top. An American aircraft carrier somewhere in the South Pacific. The time, a little after sunset, not very long ago.
Well, Commander?
Nothing. No word.
Who is it?
Lieutenant Webster. Fighter Squadron 3.
Anyone see him go down?
No, sir. Samuelson saw him get a zero, and then the dogfight spread over so large an area, he lost contact.
Those infernal clouds.
Any radio contact, Mr. Reynolds?
No, sir.
Well, I can't risk holding the ship here much longer. I can't.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I only knew where that infernal Jap task force was, we could wait around until morning and maybe...
He's on, sir. We made contact.
I'll switch on the speaker.
Yes, sir.
Come in, Webster. Come in, Webster. Do you hear me? Come in, Webster.
We had him a minute ago.
Webster to CO. Webster to CO.
We've got him, sir.
Are you there, sir? Are you there, sir?
Give me that hand mic.
Here, sir.
Hello, Webster. Hello, Webster. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear you.
Can you see us? Can you see us?
No, sir. I can't. Can you give me your approximate position in relation to battle zone? Most of instrument board is shot away. Can you give me approximate position in relation to battle zone?
Sorry, Webster, we cannot give you bearing due to Tojo. We cannot give you bearing due to Tojo.
I understand, sir. I'll keep circling. Visibility now practically zero. Visibility now practically zero. I'll keep circling.
Asking about his gas supply, sir.
Yes. Webster, how's the gas? How's the gas?
On auxiliary. On auxiliary. I'll keep circling. How did the boys do? How did the boys do?
3 transports, a cruiser, and 15 zeros. You got one confirmed. All the boys got back, Webster. All the boys got back.
Oh, that's great. That's great, sir. I'd like to be in there myself. It's black as hell here, and I can't seem to get under it. I'll keep circling. I'll keep circling.
Commander.
Yes, Captain.
I can't wait around here much longer.
Let's give him a few minutes longer.
Oh, yes. Sir. I could only hear that motor.
Sir.
We could only... Yes.
Message from flagship.
Thank you.
I'm still looking for you, sir. Any chance of shooting off a couple of ferry lights? Any chance of shooting off a couple of ferry lights?
Stand by, Webster. Stand by. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yes, sir. Still circling. Still circling.
Commander.
Yes, sir.
Message. Flagship. Admiral orders us to proceed to rendezvous point.
Oh.
And we're to stop all radio transmission at once.
Is that an order, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Full speed ahead.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello, Webster? Hello, Webster? Can you hear me? Webster, can you hear me?
Yes, Captain, I hear you. I hear you. Can you shoot off those rockets now? How about those rockets? The radio transmitter is very strong now. I must be very close to you. Can you shoot off those rockets now?
Webster, listen. Tojo is in vicinity. My orders are to cease radio transmission at once. My orders are to cease radio transmission at once. Did you hear that, Webster? Did you hear that, Webster?
Yes, sir. Message received, Captain. Message received.
Captain, may I?
Of course. Lieutenant Webster, Commander Gorham wants to talk to you.
Hello, Lieutenant. Hello, Lieutenant. How is your gas? How is your gas?
About 20 minutes left, sir. About 20 minutes, sir.
you should be approximately 463 miles northwest of Henderson Field. You should be approximately 463 miles northwest of Henderson.
Thank you, sir. I am stopping transmission now. Good luck to all of you. Good luck.
Thank you, Ed. Good luck.
He said 463 miles. 463 miles to Henderson Field. How much gas have I got? Enough for 100. 100 from 463 leaves. No. Gotta get up high. That's it. Hi. An old man sounded as if he was crying. I said, good luck. Good luck. What did I say that for?
Luck. Luck. Luck.
Why am I thinking that?
Luck. Luck. Luck.
What's luck? Why do I keep thinking?
Luck. Luck. Luck.
Luck! Look at these cards. I've got the luck of a one-armed paper hanger with the hives.
Well, good thing you have corny metaphors and play your cards.
Will you listen to who's talking? Eddie the Shark.
Yeah, Ed. How much money did you make on that hand yesterday? How much?
Gross or net?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what's the double talk?
Well, gross, I made $18.75 on the hand, but net, after Terry's $5 loan and $3.60 of IOUs from Slim here, I made a net profit of $10.
Okay, Mr. Webster, and on that 10, I bet you 2-1 we don't have any action for 7 days, inclusive.
That's a bet. How's about that, guy?
Where did you get the information, Slim?
Matsumoko's got a direct wire into his bunk.
2-1, it's Mrs. Matsumoto.
hey, that's all right, get going.
Pilots to battle stations, pilots to battle stations.
Hey, Ed,
pilots,
you win the bet. What luck. What luck. What luck.
Stop thinking about it. Hides will go. Hides will go. But easy, lady. Easy. $463 to Henderson. Gotta save your strength. Got to save your strength. Notes. What the devil do they mean? Why do I remember them now?
Edward! Edward! Edward, don't you think it's about time you left that piano for a moment and came down and had something to eat?
No, thanks, Mother. I'm not hungry.
Now, Edward, you know I'm in complete sympathy with your work, but I'm sure not even Mr. Beethoven sat at a piano continuously for 12 hours playing five notes over and over again.
Mother, what's wrong with me? It has nothing to do with the fact I can't put a nocturne together.
Then what is it? You don't feel well?
Yes, I've got the no passeron blues.
What?
Yesterday's newspaper, Mother. Read it.
Edward, you know I read the newspapers.
No passeron. But they did.
Edward Webster, would you please tell me what those words, no passeron, mean? And what you're talking about?
They shall not pass. That was the rallying cry of the people of Madrid.
Oh.
Well, the fascists, as of yesterday, have passed. Madrid means a gateway is open for the gangsters to the rest of the world.
Edward.
Oh, I know, Mother, I know. It's most unbecoming for an artist to get too blamed. What's that word that always makes you shudder? Yes, socially conscious.
You're a composer, not a politician.
Of course, of course. All that happens in the world is ephemeral, but art alone is eternal. So I'll go on with this nocturne and the hell with Madrid. But if you don't mind, I'd rather not eat. Thinking of that. Quite enough. All right, lady. A little higher. A little higher. Rest of the way will all be downhill, so let's get high. Got to get high.
Higher, higher. Step up, ladies and gentlemen, and ride them high, ride them high. Yes, sir, ride them higher.
Oh, yes, I remember.
This side of the Mississippi. Step up, boys and girls, and ride them high.
Shall we?
If you want to.
I do. You don't mind going up so high, do you?
Of course not. Two admissions, please.
Two? Hey, yes, sir. There you are. A nice special seat waiting for you.
Help you?
No, I can make it.
Pull the safety bar tight. Yeah. There you are. Now have fun and don't stand up.
Oh, not a chance.
Whee!
Yeah.
Higher, higher, and higher. That Barker wasn't fooling.
Oh, really? This is the last thing in the world I should have thought you would enjoy.
Speak for yourself, John.
What do you mean?
Imagine next month's Vogue with a picture of Edward Webster, promising young composer of etudes, sonatas, preludes, and nocturnes, ferris wheeling on a Friday afternoon. Now, I understand why you brought me to this carnival. What are you going to compose, a ballet du carnival?
Well, if I'm going to call it anything, it'll have to be called Ballet du Boot Camp.
What are you talking about?
Linda, a week from today, I'm joining the Air Corps. Navy.
Now, Edward.
In fact,
I always wondered how you composed those involved little waltzes of yours. Now I know. You start drinking in the morning.
Oh, no. I told you the simple truth. I've enlisted in the Navy. Take it or don't take it.
Edward, you didn't.
I did.
But you, of all people, why?
I just wanted to.
But we're not at war.
Yet.
But we're not at war. And even if we were, what have you to do with it? You're a musician, a composer, not a sailor.
You mean flyer.
You really did enlist?
Yes.
Then you're a fool. A sentimental fool. You certainly, of all people, have nothing to do with anything but your music. Edward, you won't do it.
Wait from today.
And your mother?
I'm meeting her at the concert tonight. I'll tell her then.
Well, then it's all right. Your mother certainly has her feet on the ground. She won't let you do it. I know that.
Higher, higher, ride it higher. The Ferris wheel of the ages. Higher, higher, ride it higher. Higher, higher.
No. Oh, what's the matter with me? What's the good of thinking about those days? One thing to think about. 463 miles of... No, think about nothing. Just ride.
Composer of moons.
Yes, Bergman. Oh, Bergman, I do remember.
Composer of moonbeams. Composer of moonbeams. Composer of moonbeams. Yes, my young friend, that you will be. But no more.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't follow you, sir.
At this university, I've been teaching everything from the rudiments of music to counterpoint to advanced studies in chromatic harmony and modulation, and figuration and composition to more young men and women than I care to think about. All right. And what have I learned? Just this. That the people who study with me are divided into four classes. There's the athletes who take my courses to sleep soundly. Second, the students who study for the sake of credits. Third, the students who are really interested in music, for music itself. And fourth, in the final category, a few who have had real musical ability. You, Mr. Webster, are one of those.
Mm, thank you.
No, do not thank me so quickly. The final category is also divided into classes. First, those with genius. Unfortunately, in all my years, I have not had the privilege of teaching such a person. Second, there are those with what I call full ability. They will write music that has not greatness, but quality, meaningfulness. But among those with this full ability, there are such as you, who write what I called before the moonbeam music. This may be very lovely music, but it is never music that will lift men's souls in times of need, awaken them to a greater, fuller life. This is music that small salon groups will play. Poets may put words to it, and lovely, full-bosomed ladies will sing it on concert stages to the accompaniment of the harp. I like you, Mr. Webster, but you will be, I am afraid, only one of my moonbeam composers. Moonbeam composers.
Now, Professor, and soon you can play it on a harp. No, not. Take it easy, lady. We've got time. Not much. We've got time. About 10 minutes of time. When I go to Miss Henderson, very much are we, lady? Only by about 350 miles. What's 350 miles to a lady like you? Haven't they told you? You're both a continent together. Oh, but Henderson feels too far.
Even for you.
No. No. I thought... Oh, don't do that to me, lady. You still got gas. A little. Keep going, lady. Keep going. I'll sing to you, lady. Remember when they first gave you to me? I was afraid of you. You packed more horsepower than anyone I'd met. So through those plenty flights, remember, I sang to you. I'll sing to you now, lady. What do I sing? What can I remember? Da 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 da
it would never end.
Oh, Mother, I want to talk to you.
Oh, look, there's Mrs. Jameson.
Mother, I have something rather important to say.
You are ill. What I said before.
No, Mother, I'm in excellent health. In fact, the examining doctor seemed rather surprised at my lack of disabilities.
Examining doctor?
Yes.
Examination for what is it?
Naval aviation.
Are you serious?
Yes. I've been wanting to tell you for the last few days. Somehow, here, now, I'm able to say it. The fact of the matter is, I leave for the coast a week from today.
Why, Edward? Why are you doing this to me?
No, not to you. To myself. I've thought it all out. I'm doing it.
We're not at war yet.
Someone else said that to me this afternoon.
We're not at war.
We are, Mother. We've been at war ever since that first Japanese walked into Manchuria. We've been at war since Mussolini started to blackjack and castor oil free men into his way of doing. We've been at war since that first bullet made in Germany hit some workman's wife in Madrid.
Well, it's still that.
Yes. Sooner or later, we will have to fight. And I want to be ready.
Well, this is hardly the place. We'll talk about it when we get home.
No, Mother. Talk it out now, here. There's no more evading it.
All right. Then listen to me. I won't let you make a fool of yourself. You're a composer, an artist. Not a soldier. You have no sense of duty to me. At least have that obligation to your art. Edward, your wonderful talents. Surely they're more important to the world than anything else you might do. Even if there should be a war, think how more important and necessary you are as an artist than as a soldier. Edward, there are thousands of men who can carry that gun. But who could replace your musical talents?
All right. You said it clearly. The concert's going to begin again, so... I'll say it quickly, because once I've said this, there'll be no more to talk about.
Oh, but Edward, you...
No, you said it all, Mother, very clearly. I'm a composer, an artist. And so my first duty should be to my art. And what is my art? To write music. But what sort of music? Is it, as Professor Bergman said, music to lift men's souls in times of need, to awaken them to a fuller life? No. In a world where freedom-loving men need each other's strength, I've been writing charming music. Little tinkling, airy bits meant for a world at peace and at ease. Mother, I don't fit into this world in these times as an artist. I've got no right to exist as an artist. What can my sort of art do to stop the gangsters? Nothing. Nothing at all. All right. And I've got to stop being that artist and do something. Anything that I can do to win the fight. Because until that fight is won,
There'll be no place for art unrelated to the struggle for a world of international decency. Mother, I've said it as clearly as I can, as clearly as I've thought it out all these weeks. In this world, in this time, the right to exist for any one of us must be determined from the standpoint of exactly what each of us is doing in a war that's as much the artists and the businessmen's and the scientists and the housewives as it is the soldiers. Understand, Mother? Try to understand. Try to understand. Yes, Mother. Understand. Lady! Lady! Yes, Lady. You're right. Time to go down.
You have just heard Night Flight, written by Archie Obler and directed by Bob McGinnis. All those appearing in the cast are members of the student body of 50 ex-servicemen and women of the AFRA Refresher Course. This course is sponsored by the Los Angeles Local, American Federation of Radio Artists. Appearing in today's play were Roland Morris as Edward Webster, Ermy Ray as Mrs. Webster, Alice Backus as Linda, Phil Norman as Professor Bergman, and Bruce Anson as the naval captain. Also heard were Ray Millette, Kyle Thomas, Red Harper, Harry Caldwell, Jack Carroll, Sid Shankin, and Jack Brenbeck. Bob Hamilton was at the organ. Sound effects under the supervision of Clay Sanders. Technical supervisor, Joseph Garrett. Tom McKee speaking. This is AFRA.